Good afternoon, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and I've got my delightful, delectable co-hostess, Caroline Allen, on the line with me. Hi, Caroline.
Hi, Carol. Good to hear your voice again.
Oh, it's good to hear you, darling.
So I missed you 2 weeks ago.
Well, you know, that happens sometimes.
Well, that's okay. Everybody needs to have a break. My husband said, it's been months since you've been on the radio. I said, it has not.
Actually, I was working very hard. Anyway, something that I haven't discussed with you, what I had in mind about talking on the show today. And, you know, we've been talking in the past about clearing the physical, and we sure have been doing a lot of that, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
We've been clearing all sorts of things that we've accumulated over these. I think it's safe to say, you know, if we go back to Atlanta, I mean, we're talking about millions of years. You know, it just occurred to me. That's why we got so much stuff to clear. We're looking at really ancient history. So I don't know how you feel about this, Caroline, but I sort of feel like we're getting at the end of the tunnel as far as clearing the physical. And what we're seeing now, and perhaps you will agree with me, is we're starting to see in this dimension through the eyes of another dimension. And what I mean by that is, as we are moving up through the dimensions, surely our physical is doing this and our soul is doing this, that we are starting to see and feel and hear things in this dimension from a viewpoint of some of the abilities that we are pulling towards our soul from another direction. And I wanted to talk to you about that a little bit. You game?
Sure. I don't know that I know anything about it, but I'm game to talk
about it. Oh, you do too. You do too. You've been talking to Charlene about it. I'm not ahead of you. We're, all three of us are on the same wavelength.
Definitely.
Yes. First of all, for those out there, I wanted to have this discussion so that people, some of the light workers perhaps, are feeling discouraged with the aches and the pains that they've been going through, and they're not realizing perhaps that in this path they are actually achieving some of the, they're on the periphery of accentuating the abilities that they are going to have more of a direct access to in the higher dimensions. And so for some people, I think it starts out with this occasionally reaching, for no reason that you can put your finger on, this great feeling of peace that that surrounds you. It is something that you are in the moment, and it's so peaceful. It is almost like you can touch it and feel it and drink it in. It is very definitely different from some of the other feelings that you've had. And is this something that you might want to comment on, Caroline?
Not at this point. I think you're doing a great job.
Okay, so I'm watching.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm bringing forth some of these thoughts because I think it would be a good idea for people to think about it. They might not have thought about it before. And so I do believe that this doorway that is opening to higher dimensions, one of the first things that you notice is these great feelings of serenity, of peace, of feeling at one with the world, and feeling a great love. These emotions can be initiated by something that you've seen, you know, a little child, a flower, or it, there might be nothing that seems to initiate it. You might be just sitting in a chair someplace and all of a sudden feel this very direct sense of closeness to a higher source, perhaps even feeling this very close touch with God, whoever you perceive God to be. And so I would like for people to make note of that, that when these things happen, and I really do believe this emotional sense of feelings is out there among people, and it moves away quickly, and so you might be sensing this, but the concept doesn't hit you. Ah, I am peering into this dimension, but I am bringing these emotions from another direction, and I am seeing perception. I'm feeling different, and I just want people to make note of that. Now, after my feeling is that after you go through a period of time where you are feeling these great emotions of peace and love, you start to see things that are a little different. You are seeing with eyes from a higher dimension. And that, too, the same thing seems to happen. These events are very fleeting. And I'd like to give you the audience, and since you told me to march on, Caroline, I'm not ignoring you, darling. I had an occurrence that happened to me yesterday, and it was, to me, it was so profound. It is the reason why I am bringing this up to discuss on the air today. I was in my office, and I have windows out of my office, and I like to look at this new tree that I've planted. There is just something so profound about planting a new tree, knowing that perhaps people after me who will be here will be enjoying this beautiful tree, but it is also new life. I have such a sense of the divine about new life of any kind. To me, it is like the promise of God that everything is okay and, you know, go on. Behind that tree, there is a evergreen, and we have somebody who wants to join us. I'll continue with the evergreen after this call. Who's calling, please?
Hi, Carolyn. Caroline, this is Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi. Well, I can feel my emotions. They're jumping all over the place, but...
Who's jumping all over the place?
My emotions.
Oh, your emotions. I thought you said your Martians.
Yeah, my Martians. That, too. Well, I just wondered... I've been getting some migraines lately, and I wondered if you can
migraines,
help me with them.
Migraines, is that what you said?
Yes, migraines.
Okay, you got some migraines to go with your Martians, huh?
Yes. That I do.
And you want Caroline to see what she can do for your migraine Martians.
Yes, please.
Now, Caroline, you're going to go to work, darling, and I'll pick up after you take care of these migraine Martians.
Okay. Jeannie, how have you had them real often, or has this just been recently?
I've had them for a long time, but then I didn't have any for quite a while, and now I'm getting them back.
Are they exactly the same as they used to be?
Yes.
And how do they affect you?
They hurt my eyes and always on the right side, go up my neck and down my shoulder blades and up top of my head.
Okay. Well, you've actually got two things going on here. One is that you're actually getting worked on as your cells are changing. So that when you're getting some work done on your head, you tend to have some headaches. So you've got some of that going on, not just a regular migraine.
Okay.
Okay. So that part of it has to continue for the cells in your brain to be switched over to crystalline.
Okay.
So the first sign that you have that something might be happening, take a couple of whatever sort of headache medicine you would take, as in two aspirin or two ibuprofen or two whatever, Tylenol.
Okay.
Or if you take prescriptions, your prescription so that it stops it before it gets too bad. Okay, now the next part, the part that's going down your neck and into your shoulders, let's see if we can work on that, because that's a separate, that's actually a separate issue almost. And your eyes are also changing, by the way. So your eyes will hurt with this change that's going on in your head. Your eyes will hurt. They may burn. They may water. They may feel like the way you are looking out of them is a bit different. And it's okay. Don't panic about that. That's not something you need to feel like is it's a physical manifestation of the change that's taken place in your cells, and your body has to sort of adjust to that. So don't really panic about that. Okay, now let's look at what's going on with your neck and shoulders. Are you having trouble sometimes turning your head?
Yes, I have some ruptured disc in my neck, but they supposedly healed. And that's from a long time ago, but I turn my body instead of turning my neck, because it does. I've been getting some sharp pains in there again.
Now that's what I was seeing. Okay. God's going to go in there and get those discs put back in place where they're supposed to be. And what we need for you to do is to sit up straight and pull yourself up. Feel like somebody has a rope tied in the center of your head and pulls you up so that you stretch your neck up. Okay, so they can be slipped all the way back into place.
Okay.
All right. Okay. And now he will brush those with what looks like a clear glue, basically, to make sure that they stay in. And we'll check to be sure that nothing's rubbing, the vertebrae aren't rubbing against each other there. That second one really needs a little bit more material on the disc, so he'll put that in there. Almost looks like he's putting a layer of foam in there that helps the disc itself move a little bit better, but also adds a little bit of padding there so that the vertebrae themselves don't touch. And that will cause you to have shooting pains down into your shoulders, because then it rubs against the nerve. So move that up. And now we'll calm the nerves down. Make sure that they're not pinched anywhere, or that there's not a pinched nerve. Oh, there is one. Now, God will straighten that out. Wrap it with golden light so it cannot fold back up, because the nerves, when they are pinched, are kind of like Christmas ribbon is. If you bend it and then fold it, you can't ever get that fold out again.
Yes.
That's the way a nerve is. So it has to be really wrapped tightly with golden light so it will stay straight. Okay. All right, and now we'll get the tissues, and they're calmed down so they know they're going to be okay. We're going to go down the left side now, make sure that nothing's happening over there that also needs to be repaired. Okay. Got that fixed on that side too. Now, for the next couple of days, alternate putting heat on your neck and then some cold a couple of times a day. You can do it, you know, as often as it feels comfortable, but if you do it for a couple of days, that will give relief to the muscles and tendons in there, and they'll relax completely. And the heat needs to be moist heat, by the way.
Okay.
So you can sink down in the bathtub and let it get really nice and warm, or get some sort of moist washcloth and heating pad over that, and keep it alternating there so that you get those tissues calmed down. Okay?
Okay, great.
Okay. You should be feeling better already.
I am. Now I feel like I need a nap.
Okay. But don't miss our show.
No, I will listen to the rest of that, and then I'll take my nap.
Yeah, take a nap after the show.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Jeannie. Bye-bye.
You know, Caroline, whenever I hear you work along with God, I am always amazed. To me...
So am I. So am I.
I mean, it's like miracles every day when you work.
It is.
Yes.
Well, you know, Caroline, thank you, but I'm really the witness to what God's doing. I don't do it myself, and he tells me, you know, what's going on, or he shows me what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so then I know what he's doing. But I do know from my own experience, as you do from your own experience, that this has been kind of a trying time for the body, because we're going through so much in terms of the change of the cells that
yes.
It's not always pleasant.
That's an understatement.
I know. Get back to your evergreen tree.
Yes, I had an extraordinary, I had seen something so extraordinary yesterday, and in the process of working with this, I was realizing that as we move higher up in our vibrations, that we are starting to see things on this planet through eyes that, we're witnessing our planet, but we are seeing it through eyes where our soul is at a higher dimension. And I'm looking at this tree, and the sun, it's green, of course. It's a very dark evergreen. And as the sun was setting, I've never seen this before anywhere, the tree became, it looked as if it were on fire. There was golden, it was yellow like a golden light, and I could see through it. And I was so astonished when I saw this. It was like if you ever see heat in the summertime on a hot sidewalk where there are like waves of heat coming off of the sidewalk, or sometimes you see it off of a tree after a rain.
Right.
That is the way this tree looked. It was like this, there was no more green. It was this golden light that shimmered as it did, as if it were heat coming off of a sidewalk, and I could see through it. And I was so astonished when I saw this. I couldn't figure out what was happening. I mean, I felt like there was something very profound that that was happening, and it wasn't till I thought about it later, putting these little pieces together, that I realized that after we go through these changes that you're talking about, not, I know that my body's not finished with all of the changes, like you were talking about Jeannie's eyes and so forth, how this is turning crystalline and so forth, that beyond that, these are like the little doorways that's going to be opening, and I do believe that this is what is in store for all of us that are on this path.
I agree with you.
I was wondering what your answer was going to be.
Well, I had a very interesting situation. I've been having very interesting situations happen now for the last 2 or 3 weeks. One of which is that I woke up one morning and I could see all the furniture in my room, but I could see beyond the furniture in my room, and I realized that I was seeing at one time two different dimensions. And I've been aware of the fact for some time that particularly when I'm doing healing work, that I am not in the same dimension as this this dimension that we're in now, which I think is probably the fifth. I think we're past the third dimension, but it was very interesting because I could see two floors. And so I've got a very high old bed, and so when I slid down off the bed, I wasn't sure what floor my feet were going to land on.
I love it.
And so I had to be really cautious as I was walking because the floors didn't seem to be, you know, they didn't seem to be meeting. They seemed to be in two different places. So it was kind of hard for me to tell exactly where my feet were going to be. So I was really pretty off balance for the most part of that day because of that. And then the next day was the same way, and the next day was the same way. And I was seeing all of these different things at the same time, and things that I could see my living room, but I could also see another room or another place at the same time. It was almost like having split vision, I guess, though I never had split vision, but it was almost like I was seeing one thing out of one eye and something else out of the other eye. And the two things were not the same. You know, they weren't blending together. And that's continued. It's still like that now when I'm doing anything. I'm seeing in two different dimensions at the same time. And then maybe a week later, I was sitting out in the backyard. It was a wonderful week in Virginia. It was just about 80 every day, and it was so pleasant to be outside. And the man who is my gardener and works in the flower beds and in the yard was working for me, and he'd walked up to the little store on the corner to get something to eat and something to drink and came back, and he walked around the back of the house towards me, and I was sitting at the table, and I could see him perfectly. I could see exactly what he was wearing, his boots, his watch. You know, I could see him perfectly, and then I could see through him. And I would see this framework that looked sort of like it was the outline, you know, like in a coloring book. Mm-hmm. I could see the outline of him, but I could also see him and see through him. And I was absolutely mesmerized by the fact that I could see him and yet see through him and see the things that I wouldn't normally see because he would be in, you know, in front of them,
mm-hmm.
like the boxwoods and the flowers that were blooming, the beautiful hydrangeas. usually, and then he stopped, and he was standing there talking to me for a minute about what he was getting ready to do next, and I couldn't see the hydrangea bush, and then all of a sudden, he'd be completely clear, and I could see through him and see the hydrangeas. And I was just thunderstruck at how incredible it was to be able to see like that. And I thought, wow, is this one of the things that we're going to be doing as a regular occurrence as we move up through the vibrations?
Well, I think that my own take on this is that this is the doorway as we ascend. And I wanted to discuss this because I think it's very important for us to have some sort of concept of what is in our future when we ascend. Now, those of you who know my work, which is a little bit different from Caroline's, though I do see the two of us, our work meshes with one another. I work with the spiritual hierarchy, and what they came and told me is that as we ascend and we get beyond this point that we're really talking about, the time collapses. And I know intellectually, people who are working with ascension or thinking about it, we really do know that time collapses. I mean, intellectually, we know that. And I think what you're talking about, Caroline, and what I'm talking about, perhaps, is along the edge of what it is like when time collapses, when the past, present, and future become one. I think this would be a good place to mention to the people who are out there listening that Archangel Mikael has been having conference calls, so has Master Kasumi, and Archangel Michael came to me, and he has told me that he has set up what is called a fireside chat, and Mother Mary, Jesus, Mary Magdalene, Master Kasumi are coming as a group discussing ascension. And they are going to be taking questions from people about ascension. And I'm very excited about this. And it's probably one of the reasons why I wanted to discuss this, because there could be people who are have glory in this. They might be a little anxious. And here we can talk to the spiritual hierarchy about this very topic and have our questions answered. If this is something that interests you, it's on my website at www.carolynevers.com, and it's up in the right-hand corner, conference call. Just click into that, and you'll get information there about the fireside chat. So, Caroline, since we have a break right now, dear, why don't you give out your phone number for people who are struggling through some of these clearings that need to be done and changes in the physical, who want to contact you privately instead of discussing it on air, or maybe their work is take too long to discuss it on air.
Okay, my phone number is 540-586-2401, and I am on the East Coast in daylight savings time. If that will help you, if you're somebody who's listening in a different time zone, there's always, and I say this because I've had some problems with this here in the last month with people getting the times mixed up.
You mean you don't like getting a phone call at 3 in the morning?
No. I'd rather they looked up the time and got it a little bit closer to the time that it would be convenient to talk to them on the phone. There is in the front of all the phone directories usually a time chart, and it tells you the times throughout the world. And I do have people calling from lots of different places in the world, and it's sometimes a challenge to figure out how we're going to talk at a time that is you know, convenient for them and convenient for me at the same time. So that's why I'm mentioning where I am so that you're aware of what time you're calling. Because normally what I do is work from 9 to 5. Now, that's not written in stone. I can work at other times if I need to do that, and I certainly will schedule that. Though I must admit that as a normal course, I don't work every day until 9 or 10 o'clock at night. It's too much. So I do want people to understand that because I don't want them to think, well, you know, why is it going
to play once in a while, huh?
Well, actually, I like to wash clothes and fold them and put them away, make meals, and there are all of these other things that still have to be done. But I would really love to hear from people, and I wondered about when your fireside chat is, Carolyn. What day have you planned that for?
Well, what Mother Mary is telling me is that this is going to be going on an ongoing basis, and the reason for that is there are events that will be changing. As you know, Caroline, the future is in flux in the sense that it does depend somewhat on human intention. So check. There'll be two of them for this month, and if they're interested, do check at the website, because for the month of August, there are actually five different dates. There's two dates for the Fireside Chat. There is a date for Master Kasumi. He is working on the light body. Archangel Michael is working with the electrons, which is kind of interesting because the spacing of the electrons are a little different in the higher dimensions. And then Mother Mary is having a conference call for people who have members of the family or children or friends who have crossed over into the next dimension. And she says she knows what that is like, as she had a son die, and she understands grief. She is a very compassionate mother. So considering there's five dates, if you would, friends who are listening, go to the website, check the calendar. Every month these dates will be changing. So isn't this an incredibly wonderful time, Caroline? Imagine being able to pick up a telephone and talk to somebody in the spiritual hierarchy.
That's
imagine,
great.
Yes, imagine being able to call a telephone number and work with God and do healing where he heals directly in the body. I mean, nothing like this has happened in history. We are in the midst of some miracles. And so for those out there who are hearing our voice and would like to call in to have a healing with Caroline or want me to check with a cherubim and find something in your own Akashic record, the number here is 877-876-5227. We do have some folks in Canada who would like to have a toll-free number, and that is 888-810-8322. And friends, don't wait until we get to the end of the show and decide that you're going to call. I know that we are very interesting to listen to, but the time goes by so fast.
It is amazing how fast it goes by.
Yes.
I thought it had something to do with my age, but apparently not.
Well,
you know,
you're ageless, darling.
Thank you, Carolyn. So are you. It seemed to me that, you know, the older I get, the faster time goes. But I'm hearing teenagers even talking about that. So I noticed it in the grocery store with the cashiers and some of the kids that are in my neighborhood that come over here and sit in the backyard with me occasionally. I think, you know, if they're talking about it, it's not just me and my age.
Time is
definitely changing.
I just tell everybody I'm as old as dirt. I was here when the planet first started. So it really doesn't matter.
That's right.
Something.
Well, what else have you been getting as far as information is concerned about the changes that are going on in our bodies?
Let's talk about the physical and some of the anxiety that the physical goes through. Perhaps this is something that we really haven't given too much thought to. We've been going along for a long period of time, and our body has been accustomed to this dimension, and now all of a sudden things are changing, and the physical is going through anxieties, and we'll talk about that as soon as we find out from our caller what we might do for them. And who's calling, please?
This is Kane in Arizona.
I can't hear you. Can you speak up a little, dear?
It's Jean in Arizona.
Jean. Hi, Jean.
I would like a healing from Carolyn Allen.
Okay.
And what can we do to help? I'm on here.
Yes. Did you want to know what the health problem was?
Yes, I would.
Okay. It's arthritis and hip degeneration. And I need hip replacement, but I'm trying to avoid the surgery.
Okay. Well, Jean, the things that you're talking about are pretty involved. I really can't do them on the radio show because it would take more than the time of the whole radio show. So you will need to give me a call, and I'll be glad to start the process. It'll take several times of talking with you and allowing God to do the healing work to really affect the difference in this. Now, having said that, I'm also one of those people who believes that miracles can happen in an instant, but in the case of something that's been an ongoing chronic problem, it takes time to get that completely cleared and to get the healing work started. So I would love to work with you. So give me a call at 540-586-2401. And I'll be happy to make an appointment with you.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Jean.
All right. Bye.
Bye. I think it was interesting, too. It struck me when Jean called, and she was saying what she needed done. And I know that this is what her doctor was telling her. And I'm not talking against doctors. I'm just talking here of our belief system. And the belief system, I think, is very important. And I think it is wonderful that Jean called looking for an alternate way. And let's hope she does give you a call and you can work with that. Now, getting back to the body, you know, we've been going along in this dimension for quite a while, and our body has become accustomed to it, accustomed to the energies, accustomed to the cells that we have, the carbon-based cells, and to the body, all of a sudden, the reality is different in the sense that our bodies are being rewired. The cells are changing. Just listen to some of the things that we work with the changes in the physical. Some of the memories from our past lifetimes that has been in our DNA and has been in the cells themselves is coming forward. It is moving forward to be released. And the body doesn't... You know, these are strange things now. And I wanted to kind of talk a little bit about that, Caroline. I know in your case, whenever something different is about to happen to the physical, you believe in going in and talking to it. And after we take this caller, I want to address that a little bit with regards to the symptoms of ascension. And who, your name, please?
Dominic.
I didn't hear your first name, sir.
My name is Dominic.
Dominic is your first name?
Yeah.
Okay. Dominic.
Okay.
What can we do for you?
Okay. I call her a spirit guide, and her name is Jemima, and I'm trying to find out as much as I can about her past. And I don't know anything much at all about it. I wonder if, you know, might be able to find something from the cherubs that might be able to kind of help me.
I'm a little confused. Let me see if I can help you, Dominic.
Yeah.
You tell me that you are looking for someone that you can't find.
Okay, I have a spirit guide.
You have a spirit guide.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have problems communicating with her.
Okay.
And I'm trying to find out something that might be more relevant about her. That, you know, might kind of earth my understanding of who she is.
Okay. I'm trying to understand the situation. You have a spirit guide. And
I still have
you
it.
Are,
yeah.
Huh?
I still have her around. Yeah.
Yes, she is around, and yet you're having trouble communicating with her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'm a little bit confused. If you're having trouble communicating with your spirit guide, how do you know that this is your spirit guide?
Okay, maybe the term is wrong. A spirit friend. Maybe I call it a spirit friend, then.
Okay.
I don't know what to say about it, really. Like, I haven't... all the time I've known about her, I sort of have some communication with her, but it seems like there's a lot of confusion in between.
Let me ask you a question, Dominic. When you have communication with this spirit friend,
yeah.
What are the emotions around it? Do you feel happy about it? Do you feel bewildered? Is there confusion?
Jollity, but bewilderment.
It's bewilderment.
Yeah. And I kind of sad that I can't find out more.
Caroline, do me a favor, darling, and look and see if you can find... an entity that is in Dominic's energy field?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. What I'm trying to determine here, Dominic, is if this spirit friend that you're talking about is a friendly spirit friend or one that is there to cause you mischief.
Okay.
Caroline, what do you think about that?
Well, maybe that there are both. Maybe I think there might be something that is causing mischief, something in my energy field that I'm trying to get rid of. And I believe that Jemima is on the outside of it trying to help me, and I'm having all this problem.
Caroline, I sort of felt from this conversation that Dominic has perhaps Dominic has an individual that is... causing mischief. If you could check that out and see if we could release that.
Okie dokie. Okay, Dominic, we're going to call the angels to come and take this entity. It's in your energy field.
I can only guess.
Yes, I see it. So they're going to come and remove it and take it to the light so that it will be able to progress itself. It's been earthbound, and it doesn't need to be earthbound. It needs to be moving on. So we'll get some. Okay. We've got two angels, and they are escorting it out of your energy field and taking it to the light. And we're going to go ahead and clear out completely your energy field and make sure that there isn't any other thought form or entity in it. There shouldn't be anything inside of your energy field except for love and light. And so we're clear the whole energy field. Okay, and now there are tears and holes in the energy field. So they're going to patch those up and smooth them over. Okay, that's looking a whole lot better. Now, keep on doing this for a couple of seconds here. Make sure we've got everything back looking really beautiful. The outside of your energy field is now starting to look like the outside of a soap bubble looks in the sunshine.
Okay.
It's smooth and clear, and it has beautiful colors. Okay, now your energy field is about 6 to 8 feet under your feet, 6 to 8 feet above your head, and it's out at about 6 feet on each side of you. And if you become aware of it, you will notice that right now it's oval in shape. But it is changing shape. It's changing to be a pyramid shape. So if you watch it, you'll start seeing it just, it's slightly changing. As I watch mine about once a week, I'm amazed at how much it's changed in shape. And yours is going to be doing that too. Now, you will now be able to really connect with your real guides and masters and your guardian angel, and I'm sure that Carolyn can tell you all about them.
Okay.
Tell them. Oh, I just love you. Before I take over, do you think that this might be a good time to discuss the blocking angels with him?
The what? The blocking angels?
Uh-huh.
I do remember it from another show, that thing. I can look at it on the previous show.
We did talk about that, didn't we?
Yes, but I think it would be a good, don't you think it might be a good idea to give him some sort of a direction as to how to protect his energy field for the future?
Okay. Basically, what you do is you just in meditation ask that you have blocking angels come and surround your energy field so that it blocks any negativity or fear from getting into your energy field. It's very strong right now when it's first been cleansed like this and it's been repaired. It's very strong, so you really don't need a blocking angel or any blocking angels right now. You might check in a month and see if you feel that you might need a blocking angel then, but right now you don't need one.
Okay,
but just when you do, just call for them to come. If you go someplace where you feel like you need... Where do you live?
I live in London.
In London?
England.
London, England, Caroline.
Okay, that's what I thought he sounded like. Maybe he was from England or maybe even from Australia and living in London. But you don't generally, as a matter of course, need to have protection all the time. because that's what your energy field does. It protects you. It also takes the love and light that is you and projects it into any room that you enter, any relationship that you're in, and that love and light will protect you.
Now, okay, Carol. Yeah, what I would like for you to do, because I suspect that this gentleman is, he's somewhat psychic himself.
Yes.
Can you see? I want you to put your consciousness, outside of yourself, and see if you can connect or see your guardian angel or your guide now that is with you.
Firstly, I'm experiencing a god, angelic form, and also my spirit friend Jemima.
Now you see, I'm having trouble. This southern lady here is having a little bit of trouble understanding your wonderful dialect, and I have a little problem understanding what you said about what you're sensing, because you have your guide there, and I want to know if you are sensing that individual.
Okay, my spirit friend Jemima, I'm still sensing her.
You are sensing her?
Yes.
Can you see her?
Let's see now. Well, I can't physically see her, but I'm mentally perceiving her.
And that's fine. Does she show herself as a female entity to you?
She shows herself as a female, and I believe I've seen her physically manifesting in train.
In a train?
Train, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I am seeing this physical, when I say physical, female, I would say like on the periphery, right outside of your energy field. To me, the color that I am picking up is a lot of pink around her. Are you seeing the pink?
That's exactly what I'm seeing, yeah.
Okay, then we're both seeing the same individual. I would say that this pink is reflecting the love energy. When you see her and see this pink, is this what you're picking up, that love energy?
Right now, it's that way. Now, I've seen it in lots of different ways in the past. I believe she might have been an actress during the middle of the last century, but I can't confirm that.
I don't sense that she is an angelic personage. Caroline, what are you sensing from this? That she is someone from a past lifetime?
Well, I wasn't getting that this was his guardian angel.
No,
but
I'm not
really
either.
Someone who is a guide for him.
Yeah, well, this is what I wanted to check with you, because I wasn't getting that either. I didn't have this sense of the angelic presence. And I felt that it was a guide, and I wanted to check with you that you were feeling this also.
I'm sensing an angelic presence also, but it's like 10 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of
what
maybe
seems to be very prominent here is this female that we are talking about. Is there? I'm wondering why she is in your life right now. Usually they come to assist in some fashion. Are you working on some project?
I suppose so, but I can't really confirm. It's actually, it seems like, you know, I've been working on projects that haven't been going anywhere in particular, but it's eternally learning about certain ideas, like Stuart Stone.
You're Is there a desire that you have to work on a project? That part, okay. And what kind of project is that?
It's creative, artistic, and doers, film ideas. And
now, this is with the arts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Art. Mm-hmm.
Fine arts like painting or sculpting?
Yeah, like I do illustration. And I do kind of surrealist illustrations, and I come up
uh-huh.
with these very otherworldly surrealistic ideas. No,
see, I believe that this being that we are seeing surrounded in the pink is there to help you on this project.
Yeah. I've known her for about 20 years now.
Uh-huh.
And she's a beautiful, wonderful friend to have.
Yes, and
I can't really get any concrete information about.
Let me see if I can find out some information about from the cherubim on this. I have this sense
there
that
you
perhaps,
go.
Perhaps this was you in one of your past lifetimes. Let me see what we can find out about this. Am I pronouncing your name right? Is it Dominic or Somonic?
Dominic, D.
With a D?
Yeah.
Okay, I've been mispronouncing. I thought it was an unusual name. Let's see what we can find out for you, Dominic, on this particular thought. Give me a moment. I've got to connect. I'm not always as fast as Caroline. I got to go to the center of the cosmos with this. It takes me a little longer. If you have not listened to this show before, you might not be aware of this when I connect with the cherubim. Because they have the sense of a nurturing feeling towards humans, they're androgynous, but they show themselves in the female aspect because of their nurturing sense towards humanity. And I am seeing this beautiful, what we think of as when we think of an angel in the female aspect, she is tall, she is beautiful. She appears to me as someone who is holding your record in her hand, and she shows me these records as a book, though in essence they're not really a book as we understand a book. They show this for our understanding. It's more a vibration that is circular, that would be more akin to a computer backup, a computer disk that you would put into a computer to back up information. That is more what our records look like, but they show it as a book. And what they are telling me with this is that this individual that you are seeing that is showing love was yourself in a past lifetime, and that the information that you had gleaned in that particular lifetime, she is making available to you now. You are aware of her, but you have not learned how to merge with the information, merge with her so that she can transfer, that she could transfer mentally from her bank of experience to your conscious mind. That is the purpose for her being there, that you had an agreement before you came into this lifetime that she would assist you in this, because what you are doing is part of your awakening. It is also part of the awakening on Earth, and that was the agreement between the two of you. She has been there for some time. You perhaps are not aware of the fact that she is there for a mental transference of this information. You could... Did you say something? Did somebody say something?
I was going to say, what's her name?
or his name?
Well, her name, she uses the name Jemima Tryon.
Well, what they are suggesting is that you you could connect to her through automatic writing. Have you ever tried that, Dominic?
I do a lot of that with her. If people want to chat with her on the internet.
Well, this is what the cherubim are showing me to that your method of communicating with her would be through. In essence, you're channeling her information, and you would be doing this through the hand, so to speak, but that you could also be doing this through the mind, direct mind-to-mind contact. But it sounds to me like you have begun to do this already.
Yeah, for the last 5 years.
Last 5 years, okay.
I'm still kind of confused about, you know, it's a great, you know, trying to work out who she is as a person, and it seems, you know, that I think
she was one of your past incarnations.
Yeah, I'll say, you know, I think basically, when I thought that there was some actress during the last century, well, she died, Jemima claimed that she passed on during the mid-70s. But, you know, I was born in 1969,
mm-hmm.
and I suppose kind of, you know, we share the same orbital, perhaps, or maybe the information I was being given was just something, a story to go along with, whether it's real or not. And, you know, so I'm rather fogged up about it, really.
Well, this is not the cherubim speaking, but this is Carolyn Evers speaking to you. It seems to me... that perhaps you should be more concerned with and validating the information that you're receiving from her as opposed to deciding who she is. It is the value and the truth of the word. And I would like to ask you along those lines, are you satisfied that the information that she is passing on to you is truth?
Yeah. But it's kind of trying to get the situation where I'm picking up information correctly.
Mm.
And that requires people, you know, to be there to listen, I suppose. But she can talk to me, you know, personally, but it's rather shaky what she says. And, you know, you have to kind of go about in a roundabout way to get the final thing to me in a correct manner.
Dominic, I'm having a little bit of a problem understanding you because the line seems to break up in the middle of your conversation. And here's what I would suggest that you do. Send me an email, Carolyn at carolynevers.com, and put the question there that you want because I'm having difficulty following you. The line breaks up in the middle of your conversation.
Oh no, I can hear you perfectly, but okay.
Just send me. Understanding the gentleman, and if he'd send me an email, I'd be glad to, because he has a question there that I'm having trouble getting to. We've established the fact that this individual is one of his past lifetimes and is, I'm understanding that, and transmitting information to him. And your question, I'm having trouble around this. I'm having trouble with understanding. So if you'd be kind enough, Dominic, to send me that email, I'd be glad to answer it for you.
Okay. I'm trying to think what the last thing was because I was really... Okay. Yeah, I'm confused what my last question would have been, but...
You have a detailed question, and you're breaking up, and it could be because you're talking from London to us here.
Okay.
Whatever it is, just send me the email. I'd be glad to answer it for you, Dominic.
Okay,
my pleasure.
Thank you very much indeed.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Goodbye,
thank
dear.
Thank you. Bless you.
If there are others who would like to place a call, the U.S. number is 877-876-3948. 5227. And if you're one of our Canadian friends, we have a direct line from Canada, too, and it's 888-810-8322. Well, that was a very interesting call, Caroline. One of the questions. Yes, it was very interesting. One of the questions that I have in had in mind, let's pick up a little bit on this, because I thought this was rather interesting. You were talking about his energy field and your energy field taking on the top of it, taking on the shape of a pyramid, as opposed to as opposed to being what would you say, oblong,
oval.
Well, that's the word I was looking for.
Oval. It's usually oval, but it's now changing to be a pyramid shape, just like the crystalline structure in our bodies is changing to be a pyramid shape. So there's a pyramid shape. There's going to be a pyramid shape with your energy field. Then when you come in closer to your body, you're going to have a second pyramid inside that, and then you'll have a pyramid shape that is inside of your body as well. So the whole physical structure that we are going to be living in is a totally different shape. At least that's the information and the pictures that I've been shown. I've been sitting and drawing as God's been showing me what's going on, and it took me a while to really quite understand how this was going to look. In fact, inside, the inside of your body is almost going to be like two pyramids, one on top of the other one, or excuse me, four pyramids, base to base, so that you have one diamond and then another diamond. And did I say pyramid? What I meant to say was diamond.
Mm-hmm.
It's a diamond shape that your energy, your energetic body is going to become, and your energy field is going to become. It's a diamond shaped, so it's
yes.
not that far removed from an oval. It's just that the lines are going to change a bit to be a diamond shape.
Now, when you say diamond shape, the picture that I had when I was working with this is that the light body was more than just one diamond shape. It was like the whole light body was diamond shaped. How should I say this? Blending into one another, like the plane or the face of each diamond shape was then almost like a group of cells, the blending into another diamond shape. Is this how you're seeing it?
Uh-huh. That's it's kind of like looking at a pyramid in a three-dimensional drawing of it, or a two-dimensional drawing of it. It's just a triangle. But when you realize that it has four sides, then that's basically more what it's going to look like one diamond blending into another one, blending into another one.
When we had a the reason that I asked that, when we had a conference call, Master Kasumi was working on the energy body. This is what I was seeing, these diamond shapes like lying side to side, blending into one another, and the color changed too. I don't know what you're seeing, but when he was working with that, what I was seeing is what you describe and call liquid light.
Right, iridescent liquid light.
Yes,
uh-huh.
That is what I was seeing when how should I say this? When the shape of the energy body went into the diamond shapes that we're talking about, it then became the color of the liquid light.
Right.
Is that what
yes.
you're seeing?
Uh huh. That's what I'm seeing as well.
Yeah, and
the way the cells fit together when you get down to the cellular level is slightly different because of the diamond shape.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they all fit together beautifully. And their shape, their colors are very similar to the iridescent liquid light. Yes.
Now, how about at the crown chakra? I was seeing that different also. What are you seeing at the crown chakra?
In terms of what?
Well, in other words, as you see the energy body turning into these diamond shapes, they then meet up at the crown chakra, and the crown chakra, from what I was seeing, the shape of the crown chakra had changed too. It looked like, do you know when you look at a pomegranate, the way, I guess that would be like the blossom end, the shape of it at the end of a pomegranate, that was the shape of what I saw the crown chakra then being. I was wondering if
that's not how I would have described it, but that's pretty close to what I was seeing as well.
Okay.
And, yeah.
Well, to
yeah,
me,
that's,
yeah, that is just okay. What it looked like. And I believe that what is happening is our energy body is making this shape, and the crown chakra is changing because this is... this is going to be the groundwork. This is necessary for the groundwork to move into the next higher dimension physically.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's part of why all of this is happening. And that takes me to the rewiring, which I know some people are... In fact, probably most of the listeners out there are going through some phase of the rewiring, and
mm-hmm.
the body itself has to be rewired in order to totally change into crystalline.
Yeah.
So there are phases of it that are just sort of like you feel these little electrical charges in your body.
You mean those little probes running through your body?
The little ones are the first stage. When you get to the stage that I was in last week,
mm-hmm.
you are getting major jolts of electrical pulses as it is in different parts of your body, and you may feel that one leg's being worked on one day and the next one the next day, that your head's being worked on. I was, I mean, there are a lot of people out there that probably are much more advanced than I am who are not having the problems with it that I did, but for 3 days, I really could not function because the electrical charges were so intense. And, you know, finally, I should be the one who knows what to do first, but I guess in the middle of the second day, I just said, God, what in the world is going on? This is painful, and I don't understand what's happening. I know I'm not dying, but I don't really get this. And he said, you're being totally rewired, and this is the last phase that you'll go through. And I said, oh, thank goodness. If I know what's going on, I can handle it a little bit better. And I said, well, I'm going to go upstairs and fill the bathtub up with water and Epsom salts and see if that won't help. And it did help dramatically, because I was not sure I was going to be able to sleep. And
well, that's why I think it's important for us to be discussing these things, because these are symptoms that are happening to a lot of people, and I think some of our words can help. Before we go on to the next phase of this, because I did have a comment that I wanted to make about the percentage of the body that has moved into light from the carbon-based, and we'll pick that up after this call. What's your name, please, caller?
Hi, Caroline. This is Nancy Sue.
Oh, Nancy, we just love hearing from you, dear.
How are you two doing?
We're swimming this the best way we can, sweetheart.
Awesome. Well, I do.
What can we do for you?
I have a question for you, Caroline. My legs and my ankles are swelling up horribly right now. Can you see what is causing that or what I can do about it?
Are you sitting a lot?
At work, I am.
You really need to be up and moving around a whole lot more.
Okay.
And you need to be drinking more water.
More water?
Yes. How much water do you drink a day?
Probably about 30 ounces.
Well, God, because it's not enough.
Not enough.
I said, no, 30 ounces is nowhere near enough. You need to be drinking 3 to 4 times that much. And in this weather, I'm not sure where you are, but in the heat, your body really needs a lot of water to release water from your cells. So you need to be standing up, moving around, exercising.
Yeah, I'm doing
your
that
legs
every night when I get home.
Sit so that you are keeping the circulation going.
Okay.
That's really what is happening here for you. It's about a need to. I mean, even if you got up and walked in the morning, if you had a treadmill on the treadmill for a while before you went to work, or if you, and you certainly don't want to go out and walk in the kind of heat that we have here today, but walking around, moving around, changing positions, changing chairs, and drinking water will help a lot. I know after my surgery, I went into the hospital weighing 138 pounds, and they came in and weighed me, and they had one of those marvelous beds that weighs you. And they said, you're 165. I said, what? I said, I'm not leaving here at 165. I came in here at 138. That's what I'm going out of here in. I said, I'm not weighing 165 pounds. Well, they had pumped me with all kinds of fluids. So the guy said, well, you're going to have to start drinking a whole lot of water to get rid of all of this water weight. And so I said, fine, bring it on. And I said, don't just bring me one cup at a time. I said, I want 2 cups at a time. So by the time I left the hospital 4 days later, I was back to 142, I think. But part of it was the fact that when you're having surgery, you're not getting as much exercise. That's one of the reasons they get you up as soon as they do, to try to keep fluid from building up in your body.
Right.
But when they're pumping you full of fluid, that's even more necessary. So you haven't had that problem before. This is a summertime thing, a not getting enough movement, not changing the chairs. And I've told Carolyn this before about her work in her office, that she needs to be changing the position of the chair, changing the chair. If you're sitting a lot at work, you really need to be changing how you sit so that you're not, because what happens when you're sitting in the same place is you're causing a blockage in your hips. So you need to be standing up, moving around. There's an exercise that I do when I'm having to, of course, I'm blessed because I have headphones. So I'm not, even though when people call me and I may talk to them for 2 hours, most of the time I'm walking. I'm not sitting still doing it.
Okay.
Because I'm not very good at sitting still. But if I have to sit still for some reason, like right now when I'm in front of the air conditioner, what I do is I get up and I stand behind the chair and put my hands on the chair, okay? Then I pick up my right foot, bring it all the way up to my hip. You still there?
Yeah.
In doing that, I dropped the phone.
I was going to ask if you brought that foot up past your hip.
I did, and I dropped the phone. And if you have to reach down to get your ankle and pull it up, and bring that foot up as close to your hip as you can and hold it for 30 seconds and put it down, then do your left foot, because what you are doing is the opposite kind of motion for your legs and your back. And your back can start hurting because your back muscles were not made to hold your back up straight in a chair for hours at a time. So that also releases the back muscles and helps your circulation, as well as helps the muscles in your back. So do that. You don't have a major problem here. You just need to move a little bit more.
Okay. Hey, Nancy, you got to call us back, dear, and let us know if you could get your foot up there.
I'm going to try it right now.
Carolyn?
This is going to be kind of hard. Especially when I'm right out in front of God and everybody.
I'm just picturing this. I'm wondering where this foot's going to be before we get done with all of this.
Oh, Lord.
Now, Carolyn, just because you couldn't get your foot up there doesn't mean that she couldn't.
You just call us back, Nancy. Let us know if you were able to do that.
I will do that. Thank you so much, ladies. You guys are just awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, you have a great day.
You too.
Okay, you too.
Stay cool. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm a very visual person, you know.
I know you are. So am I.
I have a lot of imagination.
We both do. Sometimes gets us in trouble, too.
Oh, golly, do I love it. Bring in the one.
I know, exactly.
Okay, folks, we're turning into the last half hour of the show. Can you believe that hour and a half has gone by? If you have a question, don't sit on it with your foot up in the air. Just give us a call at 877-876-5227. If you're in Canada, we have a toll-free number there, 888-810-8322. Caroline, why don't you give your phone number now for those people who might want a private consultation with you, don't want to air all of their information on the radio?
Well, and you know, there are some people that really it's going to take a while to heal, so
yes, because the problems are more complicated.
Mm-hmm. Right. My phone number is 540-586-2401. And it's also on the website, isn't it, Carolyn?
It is, but, you know, there's lots of people who don't know how to read, and it's a help when they hear it. Okay, we got somebody calling in who took up our challenge, wanted to get in before we're ready to end our show. And your name, please.
Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca.
What can we do for you?
My question is that I have had a lot of problems with my right hip over the years. Kind of the sciatica area, and I remember when it started. I was slowly rolling forward at a stop, and someone just tapped my bumper, and I had my foot on the brake. And this might have been kind of like we were only going like 4 miles an hour. So do you see anything that I can do to help relieve the energy in that area?
Rebecca, did you say that somebody tapped you in the rear on the bumper?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought you said.
And it's your left hip, is that what you said?
It's my right.
I thought it was your right hip. I thought, well, I'm seeing it in your right hip. I thought you said your left hip. So I was kind of puzzled. Okay. Okay. Now, are you sitting or standing?
Right now I'm sitting.
Okay, well, pretend somebody's pulling your head straight up so that you sit up really straight. And we can pull all of the vertebrae out, and I can go down and look at all of those vertebrae and see if there are any of them that needs a little bit of adjustment there.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Everything looks fine except for, and I've never memorized the chart that the chiropractor has, so I don't know the numbers of the vertebrae, but the one that the sciatic nerve comes out of is slightly askew, so God's going to correct that and get it completely straightened out here. Okay, and that will take it off of your sciatic nerve. It had pressed down against your sciatic nerve, and that's why you were having that little bit of pain going down there. Okay, now we'll soothe the nerve here. And this is something that some of the other readers might, or readers, listeners might want to know. B vitamins really help soothe your nerves. So if you're not taking a vitamin that has good B vitamin complex in it, you might want to look for one,
okay,
preferably in a health food store,
okay,
or from a good vitamin company that makes their vitamins from food sources,
okay,
rather than from chemicals. That will also help when you've had something like this happen. It will help your nerve be repaired. And, let me see here. Now that we've got that straightened out, you've got a tear there. So God's going to get that fixed. In the nerve, that's where the tear, there's a little teeny tiny little tear right there.
Mm.
Okay, so he's going to fix that and wrap that with golden light so it can heal. Okay, now that's looking good. Now you can release yourself and go back to your normal position. Stand up and see if you don't feel better.
Okay.
Okay? See if that nerve pain is now gone.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Great. Great.
Now, is that,
thank you, God.
Is that healing permanent, or sometimes am I going to need to get a tune-up?
No, that's permanent.
Okay.
God's work is always permanent.
Okay.
Well, unless you get another rear end bumper.
Right, unless you damage it in some other way.
So this has been 21 years ago, so I really appreciate
it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This always amazes me when you say something like that and the other person says, oh, I don't feel the pain anymore.
Isn't that awesome?
It truly
is. And it's really a shame that people go that long with some kind of pain, too, because it isn't necessary, as God says. He said, you're the ones that buy into this pain and suffering. I didn't plan this. You all listen to your mothers. You listen to the news. You listen to your neighbors. This life is not meant to be about pain and suffering.
Caroline, while we're talking about this, do you think this is how Jesus healed?
Yes, I do.
I do, too.
There are two things that Jesus did. He healed with God's love, which is what I do and what Charlene does and what you do. The other thing is that he saw the person as whole.
Mm-hmm.
He did not see them as damaged in any way. And that is the other thing that Charlene and I do when we see that they perceive they have something that's damaged. Once God has put it right, quote-unquote, then you perceive them as whole, and so they are whole. And that's what this healing is about. It's about your perception that they are whole, and your witness to the fact that they are whole, and your witness to what God does.
I'd like to interject something here because I think it's very important. One of the books that was given to me by the spiritual hierarchy called Chaos Before Creation, Isis has a very long section in there about healing, and one of the things that she mentions, and also I believe Mother Mary mentions the same thing, is our mental thoughts, our attitudes, so that a person can be healed, but they have to also work on their thoughts to stay in, I'm paraphrasing it, it's not the way they said it, but the concept is there, that you could be healed, but if your thoughts change to such an extent, you can cause something else to come into your life that is a physical challenge or a physical problem. So our thoughts are very important in the healing process to stay whole.
Oh, they are. Our belief that we can be healed is really crucial. If you believe that you can be healed, then you're going to be healed. If you don't believe it, if you're one of those people who says, oh, you know, I believe that I can be healed, but I don't deserve it, or I don't think that this person, because she's my next-door neighbor and I know her, could possibly be working with God to heal me. If you have those doubts in your mind and you don't release those, then the healing will not hold. I've had people walk into this house on crutches and be able to walk out the door without crutches and in no pain. And the first woman that did it got to her car, and she turned around and said to me, I don't believe it. Now, what do you think happened?
I'm afraid to ask.
Well, she almost fell down.
Mm-hmm.
Because she said, I don't believe it. And I was just thunderstruck that she stood there and said that. And I was like, okay, God, do we get the crutches out and get her back in here and work on her again and say, okay, you know, you can't say that. You can't say something like that and have the healing hold. This is not just about Caroline Allen or Carolyn Evers doing the healing work. This is also about the person who is being healed accepting the healing from God and saying, this is awesome, thank you, God, instead of saying,
I wanted to bring that up. I think it's very important.
It is.
That connection with God outside of self. If we go back to Atlantis, that was part of the error that crept into the way, taking personal, acknowledging that or believing that all these good works was personal, that it had no connection at all with God. That was the beginning of the error that crept into the system. And so I think it's very important, this belief system, to be in gratitude to God, and as you say, accept it. Where did this come from, Caroline, that people believe that they are not worthy of healing or they are not worthy in general for the good things in life?
Well, I hate to say it, but a lot of our religions teach us that.
Yeah.
The religions teach us that we, and I'm speaking here more of the Christian religion and some parts of the Judaic religious belief, teach us that we are sinners, in a sense, that we blew it when we left the Garden of Eden. Mm-hmm. And so we are not worthy of being in God's presence. And that's something that I certainly had to work through, coming from a Presbyterian minister's daughter to, because Presbyterians are really big on sin and suffering and judgment and that sort of thing. So I really had to work through that and understand that that wasn't really what God ever intended for us to be. And the Catholic Church has been awful about it. I mean, you know, you have to go in there and you have to put, you have to buy a candle and say a prayer, and you have to put money in the penance box. And I mean, there are all sorts of things that they're still doing to this day that are about being not in the perfection in which God created us. And God created us in perfection.
Something that I would like to insert here, Caroline, when I do readings for people from their Akashic record, I watch as their soul is being created, because the cherubim usually take the individual back to the time that they were created and what colors they were created under. And what I see is, one of the things that I see is this incredibly beautiful light, where it is like an explosion almost, where particles from source are put on the creation table when the soul is created. There's other things that occur. There's sound, there's colors, there's the emotion of love. But what I want to bring forth now is what the soul is made of is these particles from source. We are source's progeny. We have accepted somehow along the way that we are to be in fear. We're sinners, and yes, we certainly have made mistakes. But in the very beginning, those sparks that formed our soul came directly from God, and I just wanted to bring that up because we are deserving of God's great gifts. We are deserving of being healed.
Yes,
Caroline, we don't have long before we're ready to go, and I would like to remind people to go to my website, carolineevers.com. I do think the conference calls are most extraordinary, and the ones that are coming up with the fireside chat, where people are going to be able to come and discuss, hear the masters discuss ascension, and be able to question them with regards to this, I think is most remarkable. Some of the information that they will be discussing is taken from a 10-month course that they have given called Journey from the Other Side. It is information that I really do believe you won't find anywhere else, so it is extraordinary. And anybody who is interested in that, I do urge them to go to carolineevers.com and look up the right-hand corner and look up that information. There's also a sample call that we had done with Archangel Michael when earlier, and so you get an idea of what they're like. And as far as your phone number is concerned, Caroline, be kind enough to give it one more time in case people didn't have a pen or a pencil to write it down the last time you gave it.
Okay. It's 540-586-2401.
And, folks, we have 15 minutes. There is time if somebody is holding back with a question, either from the cherubim that they want information from their own individual records, or to ask Caroline a healing with regards to a problem that you have. We'd be glad to take your call. something that I think that was rattling through my mind when we were talking about things that have to do with the body, Caroline, and these changes that we're going through. We did conference calls. We started in February, and, of course, the last conference calls that we did was in July. And back in February, Archangel Michael had said that many of us were around 70% of the cells were crystalline, and now we are approaching the 90% has changed to crystalline. And I wanted to throw that out because I am here trying to give encouragement. We've gone through a long path here with the symptoms. acclimating ourselves to the new energies, the changes that are going on. And we do have a caller. Somebody is going to get in before we're ready to finish up. And your name, please.
Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
It is a pleasure to speak with you, too, Jeannie. What can we do for you?
Well, maybe just some overall guidance. I guess particularly there's so many areas, but anyway, how about work? I need some improvement in myself.
You know, you need some improvement at work. Now, are you talking about relationships? You talking about financial?
Just bringing forth enough energy to do the sales that I know I'm capable of.
Now, is this meaning that you are tired and don't have enough energy, or does it mean that you have ability that you're not tapping?
Both.
Did you say both?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
You want it all, don't you, dear?
Yes, you got it. I admire what you do, too, by the way.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Now, is this a problem that has been recent, or has this been carrying on for a while?
Well, I do have some health problems. I'm a little bit anemic and a little bit low on thyroid, and I'm working with that and improving that. But in the meantime, I just don't seem to be... I'm a good salesperson, but I haven't been performing for about 3 months now. And to honor my commitment to the work that I do and the guru that
okay.
I have, I just need to, like, bring it forth.
Jeannie, I don't want to cut you off, but I want to kind of see if we can resolve something before we go off the show.
Sure.
Okay, let's take inventory. This seems to have started 3 months ago. You feel like you're a better worker than what your performance is.
I know.
And
I am.
One of the things is that you've been having a lot of fatigue. Well, I will tell you, 3 months ago we had a dramatic energy influx. And anybody who's aware of my work knows that Archangel Michael has called this the energy coming from a supernova, 1987A. So I know that we're all struggling under that. But Caroline, take
yes.
a look and see if you can see something in her energy field that needs to be corrected in some way, or is she working under the usual problems that we call ascension problems?
Oh, she's having fun with the ascension process. The cells are all changing in our bodies, and it's really a tiring process. It makes it you have a low energy, and you don't have nearly as much. Your get up and goes, gotten up and left, as you have always had. This isn't about physical problems as much as it is about problems that the bodies are having with this new energy that's been coming in for the last 3 months. I will go in and check on your thyroid. Are you taking the thyroid medication?
I'm taking currently Etomidine, which is one of the KC remedies. My doctor wants me to take Synthroid.
I'm sure.
I've increased that somewhat with the Etomidine.
Okay, let me go in and look at your DNA here a minute and see
if you've got...
Recalibrated.
Well, you've got a section of the DNA here that's not producing the proteins that you need that will produce the thyroid enzymes. Okay, so God's gonna take that out and put in a whole new section of DNA here. It all sort of looks like it's plattered down in a collapse. I can't even tell how many different steps on the ladder there are that are, now as he's putting it back in, it looks like there are five different sections that were not working. Okay, now we're going to go in and command that this be replicated in the rest of your body and that your body produce the proteins in a balanced, healthful, and perfect way back to the perfection in which God created you, so that you have these in each of your cells. We're going to go into the cells in the thyroid, as well as the cells in your brain. And we're going to go down to the subatomic level. Clear that all out and make sure that that's clean and pure, and that the cells know that they are to produce the protein which will produce the enzymes that you need for your body to be working in perfection, in health and wholeness. And we're going to do that throughout your body. And now God's going to clean out your thyroid, get all this junk out of there. The thyroid actually is a recycling part of the body. What happens is that the thyroid hormones or enzymes, whatever they want to call them right now, cycle through the thyroid, and they are cleansed and sent back out into the body. And so... we're going to, God's pulling out all of this dark, ooky stuff. So your thyroid will work better. Okay, and we're going to go up into your working blueprint and your divine blueprint. Make sure that that's all working in God's perfection, and that the channels are clear between the divine blueprint and the working blueprint. And the working blueprint is fine, and the channel going down into your body is clear and open. Okay, now, the brain is producing now the proteins that it was supposed to be producing and the enzymes from those. And now they will move out and through your body. Okie dokie. That will make you start feeling better by tomorrow morning.
That is wonderful. I have intuitively felt like protein and enzymes were a major thing that I needed adjustment with.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that.
I said I have intuitively felt like protein and enzymes were a major need of improvement,
mm-hmm.
area of improvement needed.
Yes, your body wasn't in balance with those. And it's the proteins that are produced that produce the enzymes. And so, and it's the enzymes that you need, for instance, if your body doesn't have enough insulin or if you don't have enough of one or the other of the thyroid enzymes, then, and actually, all of these things used to be called hormones, and now they're being called peptides and neuropeptides because a lot of them are actually produced in the brain, not just in, they're also produced in various organs, but they're also produced in the brain as well. So anyway, you've got that back balanced now, so you should be good to go, lady.
Thank you. I very much accept the healing, and I very much bless you guys for being a channel for it.
Oh, thank you.
It's
we
so
bless
beautiful,
you too.
Isn't it?
Pardon?
The whole thing is just so beautiful.
Oh, it is, definitely.
You know, the way God interacts with all of us and we interact with God, it is a most beautiful thing.
Thank you.
Have a better day, darling.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, Caroline, we're coming up to the end of another show, and I just
sure.
think of all the people who have called in, those who have listened, and to me, all of this, all of God's work is so miraculous. It is so beautiful. I am just in awe of it all the time.
Oh, so am I, and humbled by it. It's truly amazing what we don't know and what we realize as we move through this process. It's really awesome.
Well, it is, and it's this ability to be able to, in some small fashion, touch the divine.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah, it is. It's just beautiful. Well, Caroline, it's time for us to say adieu. And if you want to give your number out one more time, we have a minute to do that.
Okay. My telephone number is 540-586-2401.
I'm sorry, I thought you were finished, darling.
Well, I was going to say, and your website is?
Well, it's www.carolynevers.com. There is on the website a session that we had with Archangel Michael and some of the other angelic and spiritual hierarchy. And if you want to feel like you're touching the divine, just like we have done here today, listen to that and feel the peace and the love and the beauty and all of this support that we have from the spiritual hierarchy is just so incredibly beautiful. And so until two more weeks when Caroline Allen and myself will be here, I say goodbye and love to everyone, and perhaps I'm going to turn it over to you, Caroline, so you could say goodbye.
Yes, thank everybody for calling in and for accepting the work that's been done today. And thank you, God, for being with us, and Archangel Michael, too, and the cherubim.
Indeed.
We appreciate it.
Goodbye, everyone.
Good night.